WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. One of two women convicted of stealing $178,000 from a local payday lender more than 6 years ago is headed to prison. 40-year-old Flora Sesteda, who was known at the time as Flora Accardo, admitted to violating probation and was ordered to serve 8 years. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Philip McLemore says after Sesteda was released from jail on probation, she paid only a few hundred dollars restitution and disappeared until she was found last August in Harris County.
Very similar scheme with an employer. She was working in the accounting department for him. She had not notified him of her felony conviction over here in Brazos County. And so she was embezzling funds from her employer, and she was also involved in a housing scam over there in Harris County.
Sesteda remains responsible for paying restitution, which McLemore says her co-defendant has been doing. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston announces the punishment for the first of two Bryan women convicted of health care fraud. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan was sentenced to 11 years in federal prison for her part of a more than $3 million operation. Nolan, who ran two durable medical equipment companies, submitted false claims from 2003 through 2009. She was also ordered to pay more than $850,000 to the government programs. Nolan was convicted by a jury last September, while her former office manager entered a plea agreement and testified against her former boss. Carla Parnell is awaiting sentencing. Another serious response to another bogus report of someone with a gun outside Davila Middle School in Bryan. School district spokesman Brandon Webb says Wednesday's lockdown during the noon hour interrupted star testing and lunch as police checked out the campus.
The incident happened near the end of the testing window. These are timed tests, and there were between 10 to 20 children left who had not completed their test.
The students finished the test when the lockdown was lifted. Webb says the call to 911 dispatchers did not seem fully credible, according to police investigators, but the event was taken seriously nonetheless by school employees. A similar call was made after school last Thursday, which also turned out to be without merit. Sidewalks and streets are two topics on tonight's College Station City Council agenda.
To accept $257,000 in federal grant money to build new sidewalks in low to moderate income neighborhoods, the council has to deal with 169 pages of paperwork. Locations for the new sidewalks are along Dominick from Texas to Stallings, on West Ridge and San Pedro in the area of Park Place in Texas. The council's also being asked to award a $116,000 contract to improve school zone warning lights by Consolidated High School. The reduced speeds will not change, but the project calls for building overhead flashing beacons on FM 2818, which has reduced speeds before and after school. Signage will also change on Welsh and Nueces, which has reduced speeds all day. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Mary has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2014 CRV or Crosstour. Or lease a 2014 Accord for only $199 per month for 36 months.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:09 now, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. The weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We did have some low cloudiness develop overnight. That'll have to give way to partial sunshine later today. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm, high of 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Any isolated showers or thunderstorms will diminish during the evening, 65. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. Saturday, sunshine. High temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We're hanging out with Gwen from the city of Bryan, who is busy preparing for a busy outdoor season. I know you guys have a lot of stuff going on, like the camp out. Is that right?
Well, camp out was just a couple weekends ago.
That's right.
It was very popular this year. It was a lot of fun.
Good. So what else is going on? Well, I know that you've kind of gotten a little bit of a break, at least, because the control of Texas Reds has gone elsewhere.
Well, it is downtown Bryan now, and I'm pretty excited to see how things are.
You're excited because you don't have to be up for 72 hours leading up to it. I know how that works.
You know, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure. And we always had a great time, but guys put in a lot of work on
that. It was. But, you know, we're here to help, too, and make sure that that's a successful event and continues
Absolutely.
To be so. I'm working with them as needed. So,
what else is going on?
Well, actually, this weekend we have, it's an event that we have out at the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex. It's Pitch, Hit, and Run. It's a Scott's Major League Baseball sponsored event. And it's Pitch, Hit, and Run. It's a free event for kids 7 to 14 years of age. And from about 10 a.m. to noon, they can come out and show off their skills for a chance to advance and possibly all the way to the Nationals, which is going to be held before a major league game, an all-star game. So we encourage kids, come on out. It's that time of year with baseball going on, and come on out and see how you do.
Well, it's very similar because I know this all kind of started years ago with punt, pass, and kick.
Yes.
And it has since evolved now, and they're doing it with different sports.
Pitch, hit, and run. Exactly. And it's become very popular.
Oh, I'm sure.
We really have a lot of fun with those kids when they come out. Another big outdoor event that we're working on is Hershey Track and Field Games.
Which I participated in as I was growing up.
Did you really?
Absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, now, of course, things could have changed, but I ran regular track during the summer, and Hershey Track and Field was different in that it was able, you could participate in it because you didn't have to have spikes. They didn't do the running long jump. It was the standing broad jump. There were no blocks. So no matter where you were from and no matter what your school had or didn't have, you could compete on the same level with everybody else because you were basically running with the same stuff.
Exactly. And this is a free event as well. Mm-hmm. And we'll have this over at the Merrill Green Stadium at Bryan High.
I think I've still got like old Hershey because I had ribbons.
You need to come out and play that
day. When is it?
The day is May 17th. It's a Saturday. And it'll be from 10 a.m. to noon.
Oh, I think I'm at a wedding.
Oh.
I'll double check. I think okay. I may do that because I participated in five or six of them.
That's amazing that you can remember back that far.
Thanks.
Ages 9 to 14 years of age, these kids can come out and play and have a lot of fun. You know I'm playing with you.
You're not invited back.
Scott can have you back.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
But this is a great event. And, you know, the participants that do compete, they are in a chance to advance to the North American Finals, which will be held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and that was a big deal, too. Because
it's a huge deal.
They put you up. I mean, at least back then, it was all you had to do was get there. And they took care of everything else.
And you get to go to Hershey Park.
Yeah, that was
lots of chocolate.
Yeah,
involved.
That obviously was a draw when you're 7 years old. I could go to Hershey.
Exactly. Oh, another thing that we have coming up in May, and that's actually May 17th as well. You know, it's that time of year for swimming, and we have a National Learn to Swim Day on May 17th. At the Aquatic Center, we're going to be doing an event from noon until 3, and at children ages 3 to 15. This is a free event. And you can come out and learn how to properly fit your child on a life jacket, and water safety practices for parents, you know, will be discussed for backyard pools as well as municipal pools. And also we'll be doing a swim lesson check for your child to find out which swim lessons you should enroll them in. So
if you have no idea and you're trying to teach your kid how to swim, they can go down and learn where they're at in the pecking order.
And you can sign up that day, too. You know, we have all of our activities and programs you can sign up online now. So it makes it very easy to do that, and you can do it any time of day.
That's awesome.
Another event that we do have coming up at the end of May is Pawpalooza.
P-A-W?
P-A-W-P-A-L-O-O-S-A.
And that's for the shelter on Finfeather, yes?
This is, it's in conjunction. Our Bryan Parks and Recreation is working with the Animal Center, doing an event out there at our new dog park.
Okay.
And what this is a reunion of all the dogs that have been adopted.
Oh, that's cool.
And we'll also have a lot of vendors out there, vets, and it's kind of a health awareness for your pet. There'll be some free chipping and other things that'll be going on, and kids' activities and stuff. So we're excited about having that dog park. We're going to start doing a lot of things out there.
I'll bet. Where's the dog park at?
It's Park Hudson Trail, just off Boonville,
okay.
Right there. And if you want more information on that, you can just call our office at 209-5528 or the Bryan Animal Center. Registrations, going back to our registrations, aquatic boot camp, we're still taking those, and our prenatal postpartum classes, we're taking those as well. You know, that's important to stay
sure.
in shape before and after.
And a little farther down the road, I know we're talking about having some 30,000-plus athletes this summer
as you know.
For the State Games?
The Games of Texas, and that will be the end of July through August 1st. And yeah, we're talking 30 to 35,000 kids, families, everybody coming.
And this is for all ages, or is it just youth for the most part?
I think it's going all the way from 8 all the way up. You know, it's going to be an incredible week.
Absolutely.
And the opening ceremonies, as you know, is at the ballpark.
Bluebell
Ballpark. Mm-hmm. You're going to be so gracious to be our MC, you and Zach.
We're very excited about
that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, you guys looking for volunteers and help on that kind of stuff?
We are always looking for volunteers.
Course,
yes, that'd be great. And if interested, you can contact the College Station Parks or the Bryan Parks. This is a joint effort.
What's the easiest way to get a hold of you?
209-5528.
Well, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
It is 8:17, now 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Slight chance of rain for us today. We'll top out at 84, mostly cloudy, and 62. This community segment, by the way, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
We have new economic indicators from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a big jump last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 329,000 first-time filings, 24,000 more than the prior week. The numbers suggest layoffs may have increased. Demand for expensive manufactured products increased last month. The Commerce Department reports orders for durable goods rose 2.6% in March, led by a big pickup in orders for new aircraft. The tech sector is poised to lead the stock market higher today after Apple posted a much bigger than expected quarterly profit, increased a stock buyback program, and announced a 7-for-1 stock split. Stronger quarterly results from Caterpillar and Verizon will likely help the blue chips. United Parcel Service is blaming the unusually harsh weather across much of the country for cutting its first quarter profit. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICES.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
The big social media news this week was the NYPD's massive Twitter fail. But they're not alone. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Most home security systems have a dangerous design flaw that can leave you helpless. Watch out for alarms that rely on a landline. Why? All a burglar needs is a simple pair of scissors, and your alarm is finished. Even expensive alarms from big-name companies have this defect. You shell out $1,500, you get locked into a long-term contract, but you're just a snip away from disaster. SimpliSafe Home Security is a revolutionary alarm system. It was designed by Harvard engineers to really protect your home. SimpliSafe is entirely wireless. It uses a built-in cellular signal to alert the monitoring center. That means burglars have nothing to cut, so you stay safer. Professional monitoring is under $15 a month. Their alarms keep you safer than the other guys for half the cost, and there are no contracts. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. Don't get stuck in a long-term contract. Get SimpliSafe at SimpliSafeKim.com. There's a lesson in the unbelievable New York Police Department's Twitter meltdown. It's simple. You cannot control online conversations. The NYPD tried to gin up some goodwill by asking people to tweet pictures of themselves with a police officer. The nightmare started immediately. Photos of police violently confronting the Occupy Wall Street crowd came in at 10,000 an hour. Only a few months ago in November, J.P. Morgan asked the public to join them in a Twitter Q&A. They quickly discover that people are still angry at the big banks and their role in the financial crisis. One tweet asked, "Do you have a specific number of people's lives you needed to ruin before you considered your business model a success?" Ouch. The Q&A ended as fast as it began. And there's more you can read about, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You already know Team of Navasota is the place to find nice prices on new vehicles. And now Team of Navasota is home to the largest pre-owned dealership in the Brazos Valley. At the Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, choose from over 175 pre-owns, every make, every model, backed by a nice price guarantee. Need financing? We can help. Stop in today to browse our extensive selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, 7908 Highway 6, or call 936-825-1051.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is actually taking a little time off. The weather forecast, right quick as we look at it, is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program. If your unit goes down and you need to stay cool at no additional charge while they fix yours, they can take care of that for you. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-690-2278.
Low clouds this morning, giving way to partial sunshine later today. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm, highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 65. Low clouds to start tomorrow, they'll give way to partial sunshine, highs tomorrow reach 85. Tomorrow night, it's going to be partly cloudy, lows will be around 65 degrees. We'll have a decent amount of sunshine Saturday, and the highs on Saturday are going to be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor again sitting in for Scott DeLucia with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zeinert. And so when is the honeymoon over? Pat, how long have you been married?
8 years.
8 years?
Mm-hmm.
According to this, your honeymoon ended 2.5 years after you got married.
Does it feel like that, Patrick? I have a feeling you can't say. You
no.
think?
Yeah. Slickery slope, my friend.
The interesting is we never took an actual honeymoon, so I guess...
Well, the honeymoon period.
I understand. Nah. I don't think it's ended.
Well, a study from New York University found that it's right at 30 months. Now, they say that the biggest part of this is the passion, end quote, cools down. But both parties are still happy, but a full 14% of men and 10% of women say that it's extremely unhappy, and that's when the marriage started to fall apart.
Jeez.
So usually by 2.5 years, you start noticing those little idiosyncrasies that you thought were cute at one point start turning into really annoying things.
Yes.
See, interestingly, my wife and I talk a lot, so we deal with a lot of stuff.
Funny how that works for a guy that does it for a living.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually talk a little too much in our relationship.
That could get you that could definitely get you in trouble.
I refuse to comment on the grounds that I may incriminate myself.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:25. All right, here you go. From Earth Day a couple days ago, I found this, and we kind of ran out of time. Surprising things that you can recycle that you may not have known that you could. The three of us in particular, probably not this particular item, but we may know somebody that could. Pantyhose.
Okay.
Are completely recyclable. No Nonsense, which is a company that makes pantyhose, they take them, and because they're made of nylon, they turn them into running tracks and park benches and playground equipment.
Really?
So they recycle it and melt it down. I think everybody knew about ink cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the day you can take those back and they'll refill or recycle those altogether. Glasses and hearing aids.
Yeah.
Now, I knew glasses because the Lions Club has been doing that for years and years, and there's also a place where you can mail your specs called New Eyes for the Needy, and they collect and recycle and distribute and donate glasses to improve people's vision overseas.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
But the hearing aid thing I didn't know about.
So they just take the plastic, I guess, and could just make it into...
I guess, or they do the same thing. They donate it to people that can use them. Wine corks?
Can be recycled?
They can be recycled. Oh. They're a place called Recork, and it's an organization that transformed the old used corks into footwear.
Oh, okay. I've just seen little projects.
Now, that's real cork, by the way, the fake corks.
Yes.
Because the reason they use the fake corks is cork trees are becoming more rare, and the cork itself is becoming more expensive than some of the wine that it's protecting.
Oh, wow.
So that's why they're using that. And this was the one that initially I was like, oh, no. Pet hair. Thank you. That was my thought too.
You're not talking about the coats, are you?
No, but a matter of trust, a San Francisco, big shocker, based nonprofit uses the donation of clean pet fur to craft oil absorbing mats that help soak up oil spills.
Huh. Okay.
So when they lay those mats out to absorb stuff off the beaches, that a lot of it's apparently recycled cat hair.
So
dog hair.
So when you have a spill in the kitchen, just grab Fluffy and turn her over and
use it for a mop.
There have been times with a certain cat that will remain nameless that was in my life at one point that I considered that on more than one occasion.
McMullen?
This is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's a great time to check out the ever-popular Nissan Altima, voted one of the 12 best family cars of 2014 by Kelley Blue Book. Lease a new 2014 Altima sedan for only $179 per month at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Model code 13114 excludes CTNL. 1995 initial payment required at consummation. Excludes first payment. Must finance through NMAC. 36-month lease subject to residency restrictions. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. See participating dealer. dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2014.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:29 at 69 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes two pieces of business with Texas A&M.
One involves a $224 million, 2,600-bed housing complex to be built on West Campus. It would be the largest owned by an Alabama nonprofit, the College Housing Foundation. According to their website, the largest currently operated is 1,800 units. A&M's original proposal called for 4,100 beds and $460 million. In order to get tax-exempt bond financing, the foundation needs the approval of the mayor. City and members of the council face no financial liability. Final approval is expected to spend $225,000 from the hotel occupancy tax as College Station's contribution to the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War exhibit. The multimedia display will debut this December in Bastogne, Belgium, during the dedication of a new museum on the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, which featured former A&M President General Earl Rudder. The exhibition, featuring the lives of five soldiers who attended A&M, will be moved here no later than December of 2016. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the second time in as many weeks, there was a lockdown at Davila Middle School in Bryan. School district spokesman Brandon Webb says Wednesday at noon, 911 dispatchers received a call reporting someone with a gun outside the building. Students and employees were held inside their rooms while police surveyed the area. That meant a 48-minute interruption for 10 to 20 students who had not finished their STAR test.
What they did during the precautionary lockdown was they stopped the clock on the test time, and then once school resumed, they allowed those kids to come back and finish, and all of them fortunately did within the allotted time allowed for the test. So they were able to absorb the impact as professionally as anyone possibly could hope for.
Webb says the call did not seem fully credible, according to police investigators, but the event was taken seriously nonetheless by school employees. Last Thursday, a similar call was made after school, with nearly everyone gone for the day. That call turned out to be without merit. It's been more than 6 years since a local payday lender lost $178,000 to a pair of employees.
When customers would come in to pay off their loans, they would pocket that money and then use the customer's information to take out new loans and pocket that loan money as well.
Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Philip McLemore says two women were convicted of theft. While one has been paying restitution, the other hasn't and disappeared until last August. Returning to court Wednesday, 40-year-old Flora Sesteda, who was known then as Flora Accardo, admitted to violating probation and was sentenced to 8 years in prison.
Well, regardless, even if she does, she will still be on at least parole for 8 years, and that amount that she was ordered to pay stays with her, so she's not serving jail time to get out of paying that money back.
McLemore says Sesteda's punishment also includes recent convictions in Harris County for embezzling from another employer, as well as engaging in a housing scam. The operator of two former Bryan Medical Supply stores has been sentenced to 11 years in federal prison for her role in a more than $3 million health care fraud scheme. Federal prosecutors in Houston announced the penalty for 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan of Bryan. Nolan must also repay more than $850,000 to government programs. Last September, a federal jury convicted Nolan of conspiracy to commit health care fraud, conspiracy to commit kickback fraud, and aiding and abetting Social Security fraud. That was for fraudulent claims submitted from 2003 through 2009. Nolan's office manager, Carla Parnell of Bryan, is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to Social Security fraud. That's part of a plea agreement that included Parnell testifying against her former boss. A new report out of the University of Texas calls the state's prison system unconstitutional and a violation of international human rights. With prison temperatures approaching 150 degrees inside, combined with 65% humidity, that has the director of the Human Rights Clinic at UT's law school, Ariel Dulitsky, calling for air conditioners in all inmate housing areas.
DCCJ should adopt standards that preclude the temperature to raise above 85 degrees.
State Senator John Whitmire, who chairs the Criminal Justice Committee, dealt with similar charges last year.
It would be my strong belief that we're not going to ever air condition our prisons.
19 inmates have died due to heat since 1998. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hey, Brassett Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Worshmeyers. Our new menu is here, and you need to come check it out. We've added a new appetizer, fried green tomatoes made from scratch. You're going to love that tart taste of green tomatoes dredged in panko breadcrumbs and fried to a golden brown. Drizzled with a balsamic reduction and a side of our homemade 1937 buttermilk dressing, they're fantastic. There's a new apricot spinach salad with buttery pecans, thin sliced red onions that's tossed in a light ginger orange vinaigrette. You raved about the Cajun burger so much, we've added it to the menu. So now whenever you're in the mood for something you can't get anywhere else, it's here. Enjoy that taste of andouille sausage and black Angus beef, covered in melted pepperjack cheese and then topped with hand-breaded crawfish tails. We've even started frying up our own fresh kettle chips every morning. We're now recognized as one of America's most unique businesses. Whether it's the wonderful food, our great selection of Texas craft beer, or maybe even our state-of-the-art fully staffed laundry. Believe me, there's nowhere else like Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:36. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia along with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zeinert. This morning, the three of us comprise the Infomaniacs. We have to check your forecast right quick. And it is brought to you by Normandy Tractor. Your forecast is here are the numbers.
We did have some low cloudiness develop overnight. That'll have to give way to partial sunshine later today. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm, high of 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Any isolated showers or thunderstorms will diminish during the evening, 65. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. Saturday, sunshine. High temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Still 68 with 90% humidity, and we're looking at light winds out of the south at 9 miles per hour, again, 68 degrees. And there's something kind of cool. Have you heard of cloud seeding?
Yes.
Okay. They're doing that now. Where'd it go? Now I really do feel like Scott. There we go. Scientists at the University of Central Florida and the University of Arizona are trying to develop a system of lasers that they claim would theoretically be able to trigger rain and lightning in clouds, effectively controlling the weather. The concept of being able to actively control the weather has long been a fantasy for tons of people, especially here in Texas, where it's just unbearably dry on occasions. The closest thing to weather modification has been cloud seeding, which has worked in a limited capacity on a few occasions, but it's still controversial and relatively untested in science. But they say that the different lasers will heat the cloud layers differently and increase the moisture evaporation process, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which I'm not smart enough to know half of that. But
If assuming it works, it then rains. But we just had the story the other day about Dow Chemical claiming water rights for people upstream, what happens when you see the cloud and someone downwind from you says, you stole my rain?
You stole my cloud. That's my cloud.
What if Dallas takes all... What if Dallas decides they want all the rain and we don't get any push further south? Can we sue Dallas?
That's a Rolling Stone song. Hey, you, get off my cloud.
To me, it's like, that kind of blows my mind too, just because I'm not as big as of a science guy. I just can't understand how lasers would heating it up. I'm more of a rain dance kind of guy. You just keep dancing until it starts raining and then it works. 100%. 50% of the time, it works 100% of the time.
Exactly. I'm going to get off in the weeds here a little bit on this one because I'm a CC guy. I have a concealed carry. I don't always conceal carry, but I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia has enacted laws now where literally it's almost like you could go in and, you know, you don't have a gun, you can pick one up when you walk into the store kind of thing.
I heard that. It's like the old West now.
Buy a bike, need a bike. Dubbed by critics as guns everywhere bill, the law now passed in Georgia. You can carry firearms in schools, bars, churches, and government buildings. The NRA has called it, quote, the most comprehensive pro-gun reform bill in state history, and it even achieved bipartisan support. Nathan Deal, who's the governor, signed it into law yesterday. The bill was not as expansive as originally emphasizing the changes for religious leaders to opt in or out of the gun program, where the original bill required them to allow permanent firearms on property. Other aspects of the law, police won't be able to stop people to ask and see their carry permits. No database of concealed carry permits holders will be allowed.
So how do they going to know if they're concealed?
Because in the commission of a crime, then they can pull your identification
up,
and find it.
Initially, they can't.
But just to walk up and say, can I see your concealed carry permit, they can't do that.
Well, now the public places are at the whim of the legislature, but private places can still say, you can't bring that gun in here.
As far as I know, that is correct.
But they're allowed to say, you can bring that, where previously they'd restricted bars, I guess, was the law had prohibited guns in bars. Now bars, if they choose, can say, you're welcome to come in with that
just
concealed
kinda,
weapon.
That just kind of spells trouble for me, though. You know, guys get drunk. Hey, let's play Russian roulette.
No, but you know why when you walk to a bar that you see that sign a lot of times on the door that has the big 51%?
51.
That's why. Because you are not allowed to carry a concealed weapon into one of those establishments if it's 51% of their profits come from alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
So that's literally why they post them on the door. So if you're a concealed carry person, you can walk to the door and go, uh-oh. And you have to turn around and go back and leave it in your car or whatever. But that's one of the reasons they post those so prominently, so concealed carry is enforced in those buildings. Hmm. Georgia, though, now the Second Amendment rights are limited only by your imagination, apparently.
Down in Georgia, we don't allow people to carry the concealed.
We don't cut to that very much.
Mm-hmm.
As a cyclist, these are two things I've kind of held off because they're things that I like to do. I used to be an avid bicyclist. Huge nut job about it. Well, if you find yourself on the bike lane and your commute to work and it's crazy because people don't pay any attention to you because they do, there is new ICE dot crash sensor that you can ride comfortably knowing that you will find yourself getting acquainted with the pavement in less time. By doing this, it attaches to the back of your helmet and the sensor lets you know when somebody's closing in on you, kind of like those rear backup sensors.
Huh.
Because a lot of times if you're zoned out riding down the road, you don't know a car's up on you, especially some of these smaller cars, until they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
At least this way you'll get a heads up in knowing what's going on. I thought that was kind
of
cool.
And I'm not saying that I'm against, of course, people going out and being physically active. And as you were saying, a lot of people love to do it for recreation and, you know, for exercise and things like that.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, some people, you know, I'm talking about like on Highway 6.
I don't think you can't have a bicycle on the bypass.
Oh, really?
I'm almost 100% sure of that.
Or just, I mean, super, super busy roads. I know in Austin, because I was there, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and they've got whole lanes that are for bikes and things like that. So,
we do in a lot of places in College Station.
Yeah, I know we've got, you know, kind of some lanes, at least on George Bush and things.
You know, I'm going to be militant. Truth be known, I got as much right to that road as you do. I pay my taxes. And if I want to ride right down the middle, as long as I am not doing anything that's illegal, I've got as much right to be on there as you do.
And you got to stop at stop signs because I know some bikes.
That's what I, if you follow the law.
Uh huh.
I just ride where there aren't any stop signs.
I had a friend who would shout at a bicyclist on campus and he'd say, it's a sidewalk, not a side ride. But they're just crazy on campus.
You hung out with Scott on campus? 8:42 now with the Infomaniacs. Here's another one for you. The Buffalo Bills had to cough up $3 million.
What'd they do?
To settle a lawsuit from a fan who complained that the team sent him way too many text messages.
Oh.
The fan brought the class action suit after being signed up for the team's news service, which promised 3 to 5 texts a week. But then he received 6 messages 1 week and 7 the next. The fan claimed that the extra messages violated the Federal Telephone Consumer Protection Act, and he sought damages of about $2,000 per message. Under the terms of the settlement, the tens of thousands of fans who signed up from the now-defunct service will receive a total of $2.5 million in form of debit cards redeemable only at the team's store.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
The fans' lawyers will receive more than $500,000 under the settlement, and the guy that actually filed the suit will get $5,000.
How many people they had signed up for this? You said tens of thousands?
Yeah. How many people do you think were on the, you know, Buffalo Bills text me information things?
I can't imagine them having that many fans. I don't think they – I mean, it's Buffalo, New York, man.
Scott Norwood's not one of them. Isn't he the one that missed? Wasn't it Norwood?
Who?
The kicker that missed the kick of the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Sorry.
You're probably too young. All right. University of South Florida has issued a notice to graduates asking them to refrain from selfies while picking up their diplomas.
Really? Who? I mean, but who takes a selfie?
Apparently, it's become a problem because they put a memo out about it. A simple handshake is preferred, says the University Student Affairs Department. It says selfies are punishable by disciplinary action, including the withholding of your degree.
I can't believe people. I mean, you know, selfies, the whole point of it is, hey, look at me. Look at what I'm doing. I mean, the whole selfie with a bunch of other people in the background is kind of cool, I guess. But I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
New website will show you just how creepy Facebook is.
Uh-oh.
Not just your friends and interests, but also who stalks you, where they spend their time on your website, what's set up as the new website called Digital Shadow. Give the site authorized to scrape your Facebook profile for data, and it will list your closest friends, the people you creep on the most, the people you rarely interact with at all. All this, quote, creepy insight is based on information you willingly gave to Facebook at some point or another. The site was created to promote the upcoming spy video game Watch Dogs.
Uh-oh. So if you've been creeping hard on somebody, say that there's, you know.
They're going to know it. If they look at it, they're going to know it or whatever. That's just weird.
I'm not going to give them permission to do anything.
That way Patrick can creep on all of us and we'll never know it. Creeping.
What else? Oh, hey, Reddit. I know Reddit. Do you read or do you go to Reddit?
No, not much.
Okay, Patrick and I both do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that went on Reddit, and he was trying to find his mother. His name is Josh Goldberg, posted on the Reddit, one of the subreddit sites that's for NYC, looking for help to find his missing mother. Her name was May. The 59-year-old woman suffers from severe dementia and walked out of her Upper West Side apartment in the middle of the day and never returned. Goldberg posted personal information and photographs to help track her down in the hope that the kindness of the Reddit community could assist with her return. A fellow Reddit editor by the username of Grayorama saw the story and that last night, then later that night, came upon her in the city streets and returned her back to where she needed to go.
Oh, that's cool. You see people do that on Craigslist sometimes. Not for missing moms or anything, but like for dogs.
Well, a few
like
months ago, right when I first started, we talked about how on Reddit they solved some unsolvable code. There was a there was like a cryptic message, and someone said, if you look there, it's the Lord's Prayer, first letter, or something like that.
It was a man whose dad was crazy about codes,
yes.
And he left the codes for his children after they died.
Yes.
And it was a way to keep him involved with his family after he passed. And this is like 30 years down the road. And so finally, one of the kids just got fed up, and he tried everything he could think of. And, you know, there were crypto things online that you can use to decipher the codes, and I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah,
but he tried that and they didn't work, so he just put it out for everybody to see and said, look, you know, this is something my dad left me. And I think it was within the day he posted
yeah.
it It's that like they got answers to two or three of these codes that I think there was one left that they hadn't broken yet.
And Reddit is just the big, probably the, one of the largest examples, but really what it is crowdsourcing. It's really impressive what we can do with technology. You know, for all I complain about Facebook and any others taking your personal information and misappropriating it, there's a lot of cool stuff you can do by networking and sort of putting yourself out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just anymore. There's so much stuff like this. Here's one that'll tug at your heartstrings as well. Two kittens are recovering in the Humane Society after they were accidentally sealed in a box and shipped 120 miles by truck.
Ooh. Hmm?
Mouse and Wi-Fi, which were their names. They're now 2 weeks old. They were born in Hollywood, but somehow got trapped in a box with fiber optic equipment bound for Cox Communications warehouses in San Diego.
Ooh.
Humane Society workers think the kitten's mother was trying to stow them in a safe place after giving birth, but the boxes they were hidden in were so well hidden that they were picked up before she came back. So they were hidden underneath the wires that they were mailing off. Mom did a great job, but didn't get back in time to save the cats.
Here you go, Mom.
I thought that was kind of
cool. What was the mom's name? PC or something?
It doesn't say.
Oh, well.
It says mouse.
Well,
and
are they reunited? Or are they going to be?
Doesn't say that
and
either.
Well. Feels like, no.
Really?
No.
You're going to do Peaches and Herb right now? 8:49 with the Infomaniacs.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine.
I think he's out of there.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:50 now, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today and ask them about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. And they have 8-to-8 service, too. So that means they're going to come out on overtime and not charge you the overtime after work. If you come home and you find your air conditioner's not working, don't worry. You still have time to get someone out there the same day. Barker's Heating and Cooling, it's 979-690-2278.
Low clouds this morning, giving way to partial sunshine later today. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm, highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 65. Low clouds to start tomorrow, they'll give way to partial sunshine, highs tomorrow reach 85. Tomorrow night, it's going to be partly cloudy, lows will be around 65 degrees. We'll have a decent amount of sunshine Saturday, and the highs on Saturday are going to be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It is 68 with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Again, we're hanging out with Zach Taylor in sports and Patrick Zinert, who is the news guy. New York's Bagatelle restaurant has added the Malbossin Mega Sundae to its menu, which is a, get this now, if you're an ice cream fan, $1,000 ice cream sundae.
No.
Has it got gold flakes on it or
the
something?
The ingredients include scoops of homemade vanilla ice cream, Dom Perignon, rose sorbet, chocolate truffles, macaroons, fresh whipped cream, chocolate vodka sauce, gilded brownies, a sprinkle of leaf, it says golf leaf. I don't even know what that is.
I'm pretty sure it's gold leaf.
Yeah, you're probably right. A black, steel, and white gold bracelet.
What?
The latter, the jewelry, is for wearing, not eating, obviously. And it's actually not really part of the dish. On its own, the bracelet costs $530.
I was going to say, if it's not edible, it's not part of the ice cream. That ice cream is $500. That is way more reasonable.
They need to put that up front instead of packaging the deal together because Patrick doesn't like that.
There's a lot I don't like that won't get done.
Have you seen, they have, like, people have hacked signs here in the United States where it's, you know, careful zombies are attacking.
Yeah, those digital road signs.
Somebody had done that in Austin, And that's frequently happening now where people are finding ways that they can do this. Well, apparently there's a town in Japan that is working on stuff. A small town known for their narrow roads is experimenting with road markings to get drivers to slow down and be more cautious. The town is using straight-to-the-point phrasing to catch drivers' attention, such as danger, that's it, and this is my favorite. There's a sign that says, things will jump out at you.
I was hoping they would have like Godzilla on there or something like that if it's in Japan.
Godzilla!
The next mile there'd be Mothra.
Yeah.
That's awesome. In a Walmart parking lot in Maine, a tractor trailer carrying 40,000 pounds of Burger King French fries caught on fire, destroying the cargo.
That smelled delicious.
That's you know what? That's why I brought it up. Because that is one of the very few things in the world that almost everybody in the world goes, oh. Even if they're bad fries, they smell good when they're cooking.
Now I'm hungry. Thanks. Thanks.
So where's your favorite? Where's the best fry in town?
Me?
Anybody. I don't care.
I have to say Proudest Monkey. They got those little shoestring fries.
Yeah, they're good.
Hippie style. Or yuppie. It's got garlic and Parmesan. Gosh, those are delicious.
I like those.
I like Whataburger. I haven't really been to like any places that's like specialty. Like
everybody has a thing because I love Freddy's for the same reason.
Freddy's has good fries.
Oh, yeah. The little thin ones.
The real thin ones. And when I was growing up, those were similar. And I think that's why I like them so much. We had Steak and Shake restaurants.
Yeah.
And Steak and Shake always had my favorite fries. And as I got older, then they also have the pepper sauce on the table that you can sprinkle on there.
Well, that's basically what Freddy's. I mean, it's not a Steak and Shake, but I mean that's kind of in the same mold, like diner type food. Yeah, and yeah,
exactly.
And I actually take mine back. I like curly fries. I like Jack in the Box curly fries.
Oh yeah, those are pretty tasty.
See, I don't
when they're on, if they're hot and fresh.
I'm not a big fan.
What?
I don't know why. I'm just not a big fan of those. Mm-hmm. I never have been. What do you do when you're wasting time at work? Biggest time waste. This was also on Reddit. We got the top three.
Reddit,
Facebook's.
What do you do? I do Reddit. Facebook's number one for you?
It's got to be, right?
Well, what yours is number one?
Or Facebook, Pinterest, anything
no,
social?
No, you. Not oh. You go oh, on Pinterest?
Is Facebook my number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Or I don't know, sports blogs or something.
The sport, what is it, sports pickle?
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like that one too. According to this, it's meetings, computers, and talking with coworkers.
Really?
Yeah, I kill time playing video games. I can't be still just to read. Reading for me ends up turning into work real quick. I don't know why. It's just always been like that.
You're dyslexic, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
That's entirely possible. Slight chance of rain today. We're looking at 84 for your high. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 62. It is 68 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coming back in just a second.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my Sleep Number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue and College Station.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
AggieAthletics.com.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Speaking of Aggie Athletics, Aggie Baseball tonight here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. When's the first pitch on that one?
6:30, yeah, because they're in Starkville, so it's going to be 6:30. Pre-game starts at 6.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll take a look at your forecast here real quick. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. Slight chance of rain, like 20% chance. 84 for the high. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. We'll see 62 for the overnight low. Sunny for you tomorrow and just darn near perfect. 85 for the high temperature. Humidity's now at 90%. We've still got light winds out of the south at about 10 miles per hour. And it is 68 degrees. I finally found it. I think I found what today is.
Oh, finally?
Yes. Today is Pig in the Blanket Day.
Okay.
Mm. Which is something I can certainly celebrate.
Yeah, buddy.
And today is National Teach Your Children to Save Day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Which I think is always a good idea.
We can maybe teach ourselves to do that.
Oh, without question. Mm-hmm. And let me see. We'll go back in today in histoire. In 1704, this was done for the first time in the United States in Boston. Any idea what it was?
No.
Regular newspaper.
Oh, wow. Like a daily or a weekly? Or